Boker Tov world. Today's daf in the second Shavuot brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKadosh is daf Lamed Vov. And we are holding right at the top of the daf, I think. Berech. I mean, it doesn't hurt to start from there. So we brought a raya yesterday that actually from this week's parsha, from Sota, if I have the wrong place, somebody should just tell me, but I'm pretty sure that's where we got up to. So we brought a raya yesterday that we could see from the Sota that the lotion of Allah that goes together with Shvuat Allah that the Kohen is supposed to bring on the Isha, and it mentions twice that after saying that it's going to be an Allah, that it says once again that the Kohen pronounces the Allah. So we understood that that is really a Gzeirah Shavah of Shema Kol Allah to explain to us what an Allah means. Others learn that just the nature of the word Allah is by definition an Allah that is also a Shvuah. But now the question is, how do we know that you don't actually have to say an Allah? After all, it does say by the Shvuah Seidus, it does say V'shama Kol Allah. Now, it is certainly, even if an Allah is a Shvuah, but it's a certain type of Shvuah which says that such and such terrible things should happen to you if, and so on. So it's not just Shvuah, that Shvuah with consequences and curses. So how do we know that a Shvuah without an Allah is also considered to be the equivalent of Shvuah Se'edus? That's our problem. So minayin lasot Shvuah she'in ima Allah, ki Shvuah she'yesh ima Allah, tamud lomar v'shama kol Allah. What's that additional word, kol Allah? You say v'shama Allah. Therefore, it's offering us two possibilities. You could be Shomea a kol, and you could be Shomea an Allah. The kol is simply the impact of the actual Shvua. And the Allah is a specific idea of a curse that's associated with the Shvua. You'll notice, by the way, that in English, cursing and swearing mean the same thing, which is exactly kol Allah, right? So it's the issue of a shvua, to swear, and it's an issue of cursing. Quite remarkable that that should go hand in hand, don't you think, in English? Omer Rabbi Abba, minayin la'Allah, shehi shvua. I think that the word Allah means by definition a shvua. Shenemar, look, take a look at Nebuchadnezzar. So the story over there was that, as you remember, Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar doing something disgusting with his pants down, so to speak. In other words, he was sitting there, the Gemara says he was sitting and eating a rabbit that was Avram and Achai. It was a disgusting kind of thing. I mean, like, you got to be a really low-class guy. All right, fine. So Nebuchadnezzar says that he'll allow him to live, but he has to swear that he's never going to tell anybody what he saw. So he swears. So it says, Vayaviyo to Ba'ala. And then, later on, he goes ahead and he gets a heter for his shvuah, and he tells people about it. And the Nebuchadnezzar finds out, and that was the end of Tzidkiyo. So anyway, it says in the pasuk, V'gam ba'melech Nebuchadnezzar marad, asher hishbi'o be'Elohim. He was married against the Nebuchadnezzar and made him swear by the Lord. Where does it say he made him swear by the Lord? Because it says, Vayaveh oto ba'Allah. That's why. So clearly that Allah and that Shvu'ah are interchangeable. That's what you see from here. Tana. There's other words that also have these types of meanings, where it depends on the context, but they could be defined in various ways. Take a look at the word arur. So arur is to curse, and it has in it elements that could be used by a chacham, putting someone into nidui, so that bo nidui. It also is possible to be used as a word of kalala. So if you say arur, you're going to be over on lo tekalel heresh, or nasibamcha lo taor. That loshen is all included. And it could also be, if you're making a shvuah, you could say you should be oror if. So that would be the idea, the same idea of the shvuah to Allah here. Where do we see this? Well, we see that it's a getter of nidui, because in the middle of Shirat Dvorah, It says, Oru Meiroz, Omar Malach Hashem, Oru Arur Yoshveha. So all the people in Meiroz should be cursed because they didn't come to help with the Milchama of Devorah, and they didn't show up at all to fight against Sisera. So you see that that's clearly, Aula explains that we have a Kabbalah that Be'arba Me'ar Shippurei Shamtei Barak L'Meiroz, that this was an actual Shamta, it was an actual Nidui in Beis Din, a Cherem in Beis Din, and they blow a shofar in order to make that, and there were 400 shofaras, that was the Lashon of Guzma, but there were 400 shofaras to put him into Nidui. But what was the words that were used for Nidui? Orur. So you see that Orur has a getter of Nidui. By the way, there's a beautiful Meshech Chochma that points out that in Shiraz Dvera, so it's, even though it uses the same Lashon of Dvera as Yashir, it does at Tashira Azod, it doesn't say La Hashem. How about all the other Shirais? There's a getter of La Hashem. But when it comes to this one of Dvorah, it doesn't say La Hashem. Because he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Miyachet Shmo on a Kolola. And since it includes the Oru Meiroz in Shiraz Dvorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be associated with it. That's Kala. Anyway, so that's the Nidui element of it. We see that it also has a Kolola. Because it says Beferish in the Torah, Ve'elu yamdu ala klala. So we talk about the various shvatim that are omed on Har Gerizim and those that are omed on Har Eval. And so it says who should be omed on the klala, and what is the klala? B'chtiv, Arur ha'ish, asher yaseh fesel, and so on and so forth. So these were all of the arurim that were said on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, as also as brachas, but meanwhile we see the lashon of al haklala is to say arur. We also see that it has a lashon of shvua. How do we see that? Dektiv vayashba Yoshua be'etayi lemor arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem. So, what is the shvua that Yoshua made everyone swear at that time? Arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem asher yakum uvanat ha'ir hazot et Yericho. So that means that the Vayashba, how was he Mashbia? By saying Oru? So it's like, well, how do you know that it means by saying Oru? How do you know that it isn't two different things? Vayashba, Yahushua. First of all, he made everybody swear. And he also added Oru Ra'ish. So maybe Dumatarti Avedlohu. You can't prove that the Arur per se is considered to be the Vayashba, can you? True. Okay, let's take a look at this other pasuk. Ve'ish Yisrael nigash b'yom ahu, v'yoel Shaul et ha'am lemor, arur ha'ish asher yochal. So this was the story where Yonatan did not hear the Shvua, and he simply was doing his own battles with the Plishtim, whereas Shaul had made an Isser for people to eat, and it says that the Isser that he did was Vayoel Oror Ha'ish, and then afterwards it says, Vayonatan lo shama Bahashbiya Aviv Ta'am. And Yonatan hadn't heard when the Shvua had been made through Shaul, because Klal Yisrael was very in a tough situation. It says, V'ish Yisrael Nigash Vayonahu. So they were in a tough battle. So Memela Shaul was Geizer Atainis, and he did this with a Shvua. And so the Oror that it says of Oror Ha'ish is defined in terms of Yonatan as he never heard the Shvua. So apparently the Oror is the Shvua. Now I understand, but maybe this means the same thing that we asked you before with Yoshua. Maybe Hochanani, just like we said, maybe Yoshua did two things. He made everybody swear that they wouldn't rebuild Yericho, and he also curse anybody who would be built, maybe here too. He's made everybody be makabel on themselves, the tainus that he made with a shvua. And then he cursed anybody who would eat today when they were busy trying to destroy the Plishtim. No, says the Gemara, I can't say that, because it doesn't say that Shaul said ve'arur. It just says arur. So if you don't have a viv, then it must be that it was all the same thing. As a matter of fact, now that you point that out, we could have just stuck with the raya that we had from Yehoshua, because it doesn't say involved by Yehoshua either. So if there was to be any indication that we're talking about two different things, that there was also a Kabbalah Sashvua, and besides that, he had given a curse, it would have indicated so in the pasuk. And therefore, we can go back to the raya from Yehoshua. Don't need to come to Shaul. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, there are other words that have these multiple meanings. So the word amen, so amen can be used as a shvua, as we saw. Anybody who says amen with someone is mashpia, it's ki'ilo tzi shvua mipi. Okay. It also has kabbalat dvarim. So in other words, if you say amen to a business condition, you're doing a deal, then that amen indicates that you are committing yourself to that, and shiyarein shalohein, and you're not, it's not mutter to change the terms. And it also helps. Ha'amanat devarim, it's also a way of saying that you participate and you hope that this will come true, and saying it, and based on that, there's actually a halacha, that when you hear something good, even if it's not a bracha, it's just ha'amanat devarim. So someone says a prayer for someone else, or he hopes so-and-so will be matzliach, even that type of lashon, it's brought la'alacha, that it's correct to say amen, because it's a geter v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Where do we see this? So this week's parasha is exactly where we see that amen is a lashon of shvua. Yesh bo shvua dechti v'amra ha'isha amen, amen. It has kabbalat varim, because it says, Oror I asher lo yakim et divrei ha-Torah hazot la'asot otam, and amar kol ha'am, amen. So that was exactly the Kabbalah of the Bris in Arvus Mayo. And bo ha'amanat devarim dechtiv, v'yomer yemiyo ha'navi, amen, ken yaseh Hashem yakim Hashem et varecho. So after Hananya ben Azor, the idiot, is going around giving his false nevius, you know, that sure enough, all of the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash will be brought back to Yerushalayim, blah, blah, blah. And so, and it's exact, sure, halavai, says Yirmiyahu, absolutely. May we live to see it. Okay? So you see that it's Amanat Varim. I'm not going to say I'm not on your side, absolutely.
Rabbi, amenable, right, which sounds like amenable.
Oh, wow. Right. Nice.
Is having or showing willingness to agree or to accept.
Amazing.
That is one that they're asked for, right?
What's the etymology?
I don't have access to the Oxford. That's it. Actually, I probably do through the university, but not immediately.
But so just look up any dictionary for heaven's sakes. Tell me if you're already looking. Come on. Basic bones. No? That's an amazing thing.
Okay. Liable, Anglo-French, amenable, from Old French, amener, bring, take, conduct, lead to the law, from add and mener to lead, from to drive cattle with shouts, no, to threaten.
Okay.
Flexible, disposed to answer or submit to influence.
Okay. They never know. All right, let's go.
Yeah. No, Rebbe has, we need the Oxford.
Okay. I have the Oxford. If you think I can read the Oxford, that's a different question.
Has Rebbe lost the magnifying glass?
It doesn't even help anymore. I need a magnifying glass for the magnifying glass. Okay. Beautiful. That's such a beautiful one. Wow. Okay. So we also find other words that in the particular context, they could be read as a shvua. So Amar Rebbe Elazar. We also find that just saying lav is a shvua, or saying hein is a shvua. Where do we see that lav is a shvua? Dechtiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu said right after the mabul, v'lo yiyeh od amayim l'mabul. And what does it say in Yeshayahu? Ki mei noach zot li asher nishbati. Where in the world was there a nishbati that a kodesh borom lasher nishbati me'avor me'nelachod al ha'aretz? Kein nishbati miktzof alachem. I understand. There's no nishvua. He said it won't be. Do you see from there that lashon is in fact a lashon of shvua? Hashem refers to it as a shvua. And if that's the case also, so the same thing is true about hein. So Bishlam love Shua, I understand it says, Lo Yahud Mayam Lamabul, and we see that the Napi refers to it as May no Azopiashanishbati. But where do we see that Hain is a Shua? That's a simple swara. If Midalav is a Shua, so Hain is a Shua. Oh my Rava, but this is only where the person says love, Trey Zimne, or Hudiyama Hain, Trey Zimne, because it also in that same Pusik adds v'lo yikare kol basar od mimayim labul. So that's twice v'lo yod mayim labul. So that's two times the lashon of lo. But that is considered to be a commitment. And there, if the midalav is trei zimne, hein is also trei zimne. Now the question over here is, I mean, first of all, those who believe that it's mamash shvua, that everybody is made of that, you have to have a kavana that you're saying, not stand to say no, or anything like that. That's not a shvua. But if you have a kavana for making a strong commitment, no, absolutely not, right? So that is a getter of a shvua. But Tosis, it's not really a shvua. It means that there's a ktsat iser yesh bedover being over it. It's like something that you're committed to, and therefore you have to be careful to keep your word. As a matter of fact, if you remember the Mesillas Yesharim, when he's talking about how a person has to be nucky even from any kind of chashash, and he uses this as an example where he says you have to realize that there's an hashvuas, afopi, sheminastam, kosha eno minahediotos. I mean, you have to be a total idiot to make a shvua sheker. Of course he's going to be nishmar shalolo tzi shem shamayim mipiv levatola. But that means that certainly yesh od anafim ktanim, there are like small issues that are also considered to be in the same getter of a shvua. Sh'afo pi she'inam min ha'chamurim biyoter. So, and he brings this as one of those. Ha'kol ponim roi l'mish rotze liyot naki. He should be very zorli shamer mihan. V'hu masha amru, amr lav. This is a shvua. Mamish brings this Gemara as an indication of nikias, which means that it's on a very high level of care that you shouldn't be even anything to do with the getter of having committed to yourself. But obviously, he takes it for granted. His davar pashut isn't a real shvua. Okay, there are those who seem to understand the Gemara that it is a real shvua. Hamikalel. So getting back to the Mishnah. So what do you say in the Mishnah? That if you use any of the actual Shemos, or even the Kinuyim, like Hanun Verachum, that is a Chiev of Klala, according to Rabbi Meir. So if you were over on Chas V'Chalila, on Birchas Hashem, or to curse another person, that would be included, did Rabbi Meir. V'Chachonim Potrim. The Chachomim say when it comes to Megadev, it's dafka the shem yudke vavke that you would be mevorech. Tana Rabbana. Ish ki yikalel Elohav v'nasa cheto. So you'll recall that we have two different parshas, one pasuk after the other almost, and it's not almost, it's actually one pasuk after the other, where one pasuk says, any person who curses God, his God, and then it says, okay, Shem Hashem, mot yumat. So what's the point? If it already said, I'll look for it, okay, Shem Hashem, mot yumat. So why in the world does it say, ish ish yikalel Elohav? If anyway, when it says kfar, remember, it doesn't mean before necessarily, like here. Afterwards, it says, no, kiv Shem Hashem. So therefore, it's to tell me, since it says in the pasuk, no, kiv Shem Hashem, so you would think that limits the chiyuv of Megadev to someone who uses the Shem Yudke Vavke. Minayin lerabot et akinuyim. Well, how do we know any kind of the Shemot other than the Shem HaMiyuchad? Tomash Malon, the Pusik, Talmud Lomar, Ish, Ish, Gikalil Elohav, whatever your God is, Mikol Makom. This is Rabbi Meir's Makom. So according to Rabbi Meir, the two Psukim are actually Mechazik one another. One is the basic Chiyav, and then the other one extends the Chiyav even to other Shemites. The difference, says the Chachomim, is very clear. Chachomim Omrim, where does it say the din of Mos Yumas? Only on V'nokev Shem Hashem Mot Yumat. So then that means Al Shem HaMiyuchad, that's the only time that there's a Chiyav Misa. Whereas the other pasuk, Ish Ish Kikalel Olav V'Nasacheto, V'Nasacheto is a Lashon of Kores, but it's not a Lashon of Misa. The next piece in the Mishnah says this is true about Mikalel Aviv V'Imo. So according to the Chachamim, he's only Chayv V'Mikalel Aviv V'Imai if he uses the Shema Miyuchad. Who are these Chachamim? Did we ever see such a Shita? Yes, we did indeed in the Braita. It's Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, the Tanya. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Omer, when it says in the Pasuk, B'nokvo Shem Yumat, what is the point of saying Shem? The whole point over here is B'nokvo. So it's B'nokev Shem Hashem. Mot Yumat, Ragon Yirgumu Bokola Eda, B'nokvo Shem Yumat. And it's completely extra, the B'nokvo Shem Yumat. Note the same pasuk says V'nokev Shem Hashem Mot Yumat, B'nokvo Shem Yumat. What? So that's coming to tell me there's a different place where Nokev Shem Yumat. Where's the Chir Achiev Misa on cursing, other than to be Mevarech as Hashem, Mikalalovi V'imai? So therefore, this additional B'nokvo Shem Yumat comes to the beautiful Drasha. It's coming to tell me that that Chiev Misa of Mikalalovi V'ima is only in the event She'ino Chayav Achi Kalaleim B'Shem. The next case that we had in the Mishnah was someone who is Mikalel Atzmo V'chaveiro. So he curses either himself or he curses another person. He would only be chayav on Lota Kalel Cheresh or Lasi Bamcha Lota Or, Omer Abiyanai. The Divrei HaKol, when it comes to this, even Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim both agree that there's no chiyav. When we say the Chachamim, we mean Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi, we just had. So when it comes to Mikalel Avi V'Imo, it's true that over there Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi says that it would be in the Nokev Shem specifically. But here, he's made up that you'd be Chayev no matter what you use. Now, what exactly is the Isser of cursing yourself? You said, I'm a Mikalel at Atzmo. What lav are we referring to when we're saying that you will be over if you curse yourself with any shame? Atzmo dichtiv raki shomer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od. You have to take very good care of yourself. And since a curse is something that can bring you to danger, because al tehi kilolat hedyot kal b'inecha, and since you obviously hold you're the biggest hedyot in the world, if you're cursing yourself, so then you have to be very careful. It's this, wow, this is a really choshmer curse because you're the biggest idiot there ever was. So therefore, if the Torah says, be very careful to take good care of yourself, it includes not cursing yourself or not smoking and so on and so forth. Ked Rabavin Omer Rabbi Eloi, the Omer, Kol Makom Shenema Hishamer, or Pen, or al, which is what it says over here, yishamer lecha, ve'ele lo tase, and that would include cursing. V'chaveiro, where it's the isra of cursing someone else, v'chtiv lo tekalel cheresh. So this is a fascinating thing, because, I mean, what the question of lo tekalel cheresh, this leads to a very strange tshuva of Rav Meisha, because we paskin that if somebody gives you reshus to be mekalel him, you can be mekalel. But if he gives you reshus to be chayvel, then you're not allowed to be chayvel. It's very strange. seems to imply that there's two different Isurim. That Shraki Shamalach Hashbon Nafshecha Me'od is Nogea yourself, because it's dangerous, but it isn't dangerous for the other person to curse it. That's how it comes out. Despite the fact that the Gemara talks about, of course, Alti Kirlas Etid Kal, but that's not the same thing as it being dangerous. So he understands that these two things are two totally different Isurim. And he actually goes to say, which is very difficult to hear, that the idea of Lotekalel Cheresh is one of the dinim that have to do with treating a person properly, like not being mevaza somebody. So being mekalelim is a getter of bizur. Okay. I'm bringing you only to be aware that there is such an approach among the Achronim. The next thing the Mishnah says is that if somebody says to the Eidim, Yakecha Hashem, or if he's hearing somebody read the parsha of the Golos, and he says, V'cheini Yakecha Elohim, so this is also considered to be the Ola HaKetuvah Torah, and that would be the Shema Kol Allah. Now, Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, and he said over this Mishnah, the words that we just read, he said over in front of his Rabbi. And that included the word, Yakecha Elohim. So Rav Yehuda said, hey, don't look at me and say Yakecha Elohim. What's the matter with you? If you're going to be talking to me, even if you're quoting the Mishnah, you should, change it to read him, yakem, or whatever, but not, don't say yakecha, because that, it's mashma that you're talking to me. And there was another maisa where one of the Talmidim was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, and he was saying over the pasuk, gam el yitatzecha lanetzach, yachtecha v'yisachacha mi'oel. So, this is pretty rough stuff. I mean, if the Dovid HaMelech is cursing the worst possible people, so Rav Kahana said to him, what's the matter with you? Say this in Guf Shlishi or something, but don't make it sound like you're talking to me. I understand, but I mean, there might have been 100 such stories. You're going to tell me over in the Gemara every time somebody mentions someone else. I heard already. You said it to me and from Rav Yehuda. What do you have to say from Rav Kahana for? Tarte Lomeli? Because it's very different. The first raya that we brought, which was the story where he was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, he was saying over a Mishnah. So I understand a Mishnah you're supposed to change. So you can change it to read Yako or something instead of Yakecha. But can you change a Pasuk? A pasuk says something, and you're going to be mechana a pasuk. So I would have said, if you're saying over a pasuk you read the way it is, and it's understood by everybody that this is the pasuk. So bikroy emalo mechanina, gamash balan, that even if you're just quoting, obviously, if you're reading it in the Torah, or you're saying it over in shul or something, of course you're not mechana, which is why we are careful. The minhag today is that the Baal Kerei is the one who says over the tochachot. That it shouldn't be that he's talking to somebody else. But lemaisa, the chiddush is that if you're not in that kind of situation, you should even be careful when you're saying a pasuk. Next case in the Mishnah is a shvua by implication. So you say what should not be, and that's supposed to imply what should be. So let's say if you say al yakecha if you give me edus. Or, Yivarecha, if you do give me edus, Yetiv Lecha, if you do give me edus, which is mashma, but if you don't, it should be the opposite. So that is called Michla Lav Atashomea Hein. Now that is a big machlokas. So the Mishnah over here, it seems to be saying that I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, since it says Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Bechachamim Potrim, so it seems to be saying that Michlalav Atashomea Hein is Rabbi Meir Shita. There's a big problem with this, because Dafka, the one who does not hold Michlalav Atashomea Hein, is Rabbi Meir. And where is that? That's in the whole story of B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain, the machlokis of, do you need a Tnai Kaful? So, do you have to say specifically both sides? That if you go ahead and you go and you do the milchama, then we'll give you this chelek in Eivra Yarden. But if you don't, then we won't. And you'll get the chelek only with the rest of Yisrael on the other side of the Yarden. So it's Davka, Rabbi Meir, who says that if you do not make a Tnai Kaful, he learns that from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, you do not make a Tnai Kaful, then a Tnai is not binding. So conditions have to be both the Lav and the Hain. Masha Inkain, those who argue with Rabbi Meir say, Michla Lav Atashumaya Hain. And here you're telling me exactly the opposite. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah is telling me that even though I never said something bad should happen to you if you don't say Edus, I only said something good should happen to you if you do tell me Edus, or nothing bad should happen to you if you do give the Edus, you see that it's Rabbi Meir who says that that is sufficient, and there's implications, and you can make an imprecation through implication. So, Michla Lav Atashomea Hein? You're right. My gosh. We must have gotten it backwards. Epoch. It should say the opposite, that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not chayav under Shuasa Edus, and according to Chachamim, you are. Ki us, Rabbi Yitzchak. But when Rabbi Yitzchak came to Bavel, he had the same girsa that we had. Tanakit, it's not. So apparently, it was even back in Eretz Yisrael, they had the same original girsa, the way we originally had it, that according to Rabbi Meir, it seems to be saying, Michla Lav Atashomei. So Rabbi Yosef said, listen, I mean, it was all very nice for us to say, we must have made a mistake. Let's switch the Mishnah around and we'll reverse the Shitas, right? But now I see that it's this way in Eretz Yisrael too. So Hashtada Anant Tananach and V'chiyot Rabbi Yitzchak also Tananach. Apparently that was the correct Girsad. So Davka Tanan, we can't just get out of it by saying we must have reversed it because they didn't reverse it in Eretz Yisrael. So Elakasha, so what do we do with the fact that there's a Stira in the Shita of Rabbi Meir? So maybe the difference is this. That where does Rabbi Meir say that Michla Lav Ata Lo Shomea Hein? That's Dafka when it comes to something that has to do with a question of money. So B'mamona, so if it makes a financial difference, then Enoch Inami, it has to be spelled out. But if it's talking about Isura, and then, so if it's Isser, like over here in the Dinam of Shvuah, then he also agrees that Michla Lav Atashomea Hein. So Dafka, when it came to Bnei Gad Uvnei Ruvain, there, it was an issue of what is your bottom line in terms of the chelik that you're going to have in Eretz Yisrael. That has very significant financial implications, obviously. It's tremendous. So over there, yes, there he says that you needed a Tnai Kaful. Rashenkin, here in the Mishnah, we're talking about Shvuah. Maybe that's the point. Well, wait a minute, says the Gemara. The mucker of the whole thing, I mean, it's actually our parsha. Because by Sota, what are we dealing with by the Sota? The Sota is obviously Isser, and Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chachinoy says that the way that Rabbi Meir understands the Pasuk is that since it says Hinaki, it says specifically Hinaki, but it leaves out the Yud. So Hinaki, if you don't say your Chet properly, it comes out sounding like a Hey, and it's interchangeable. Hinaki or Hinaki. Lehit Chanek, you should be choked to death. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk Hinaki, it means that the Kohen is saying either if you were not a seita, I should say, if you had not slept with the guy, then hinaki. But if you did sleep with the guy, there's an implication of hinaki, which is stated in the pasuk. So you see that the only reason why the shvuah of the seita helps is because we understand the word hinaki as hinaki. But if it wouldn't have been for that, the imprecation by implication would not be chal. And he wouldn't have said, Michla Lav Atashomea Hein, Lo Amrina. So then that means that we're even in Inyonim of Isser, which is the Sota, it means that Rabbi Meir also holds that we don't say, Michla Lav Atashomea Hein. So now we really have a problem. Why in the Mishnah is it quite clear here and in Eretz Yisrael that Rabbi Meir holds that Michla Lav Atashomea Hein? So we have no choice. even though in Eretz Yisrael they hadn't figured this out, we're going to have to reverse the Mishnah. Ela Epoch. It must be that it's just the opposite. And that what Rabbi Meir would be saying is that they're not Chayim, and that Afil be Surletla, even when it comes to making a Shua's Haidus. What else can we say? Matki Floravina, hold on a second. I got an amazing question for you, okay? How could Rabbi Meir not agree that in Isser we do say Michlal Avata Shomea Haim? Let me ask you something. How do you know that a Kohen that goes into the Beis HaMikdash, Shasui Yayin, so he had a revius of wine, how do we know that he's Chai of Misa? If you're going to tell me that you don't believe that Michlal Avata Shomea Haim, so then there should be no Isser Michi of Misa. We paskin that there's a chi of misa. Why is there a chi of misa? Yain v'shechar al tejt v'lo tamutu. Mashma, but if you will be tejt, ken tamutu. It doesn't say anywhere else that there's a chi of a misa. So you see that obviously anybody who holds that there's a chi of misa on knisa l'migdash shesu yayin is going to have to be derish b'chlal avat ha-shomea hein. Did you ever hear anywhere that Rabbi Meir argues and he holds that there's no din of chi of misa on shesu yayin? No. So then you have to say that Rabbi Meir agrees that b'chlal avat ha-shomea hein. So hachinami the less like Rabbi Meir. What are you going to tell me? Rabbi Meir doesn't hold on that. I mean, we know that it says in well, it's really a braita, but it says v'atnan elo shebimita. Shesuya Yayin, Ferue Rosh, nobody argues, never heard another Shita. So obviously Rabbi Meir did learn out from the Lotamutu. So how do you explain that now? Oh, heck. Okay, I'll give up. All right, so then let's go back to what we said before. We should reverse the mission. All right, fine. So we do reverse the mission. But you know what the answer is? We reverse everything. And instead of saying what we said, that only in Maman does he hold you need a Tanai Kofu. Just the opposite. He only holds Ki Letle is B'Mamona, but Isura Itle. Actually, in Isser, he holds that you do have a Shvuasa Edus. And that would be the opposite way that we have it in the Mishnah. And it's Dafka in the Tanai B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain that he doesn't hold it. And Shine Sota, why does he say that we have to say Hinaki as being able to be Dorish Hinaki if it's Nogea Isser? Because a Sota is also Nogea Mama, because it's a matter of question whether she's going to collect her ketuvah or not. So if she collects her ketuvah, obviously that's going to cost him. In which case, the Shvua is Nogea Dinim of Momenes. And if it's Nogea Dinim of Momenes, then I definitely maintain, old Rabbi Meir, that you actually do have to have a Tanai Kaful. So where's the Tanai Kaful when it comes to the Sota? Hinaki, to be read as Hinaki. Hadron Alach Shvua Ta'edut. Thank you, Sir Richard.
A little off. What can I say?
All righty. We have to install those little electrodes, Rich, on the chair.
Yeah, zap me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so let us begin the fifth perek. Now, actually, this is a Mishnah, much of which we've already discussed, because we quoted this Mishnah when we were making the comparisons of Shvuas HaEdus to Shvuas HaPikudin. So much of this Mishnah will be easily recognizable by you. Shvuat HaPikudin Noheget ba'anashim uvnashim. So this is our boilerplate, right? Because we had to go through all of the various types of Shvuas to discuss their relationship to Shvuat HaEdut, and whether you have to be kosher Edut in order to have the Shvuat, so fine. So our boilerplate runs, Shvuat HaPikudin is noheget both for men and women, for relatives or non-relatives, for people who are kosher for Edus, and people who are posel for Edus. Whether you made it bifnei Beis Din, and you swear you don't owe the guy money, or shalom bifnei Beis Din, whether you make that mipi atzmo, But if you make it mipi acherim, it's true, but you would only be chayev in Besdin. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Why was that? Don mina. Remember the whole issue? Don mina o mina. So it would work in both directions. According to Rebbe Meir, we would be learning at Shvuas Pikadon from Shvuas HaEdut. Since the only way we know by Shvuas HaPikadon that there's a even v'shama kol ala, that somebody else makes the Shvua, and you nonetheless were kofer, you didn't say amen, that you'd be chayev, but you'd only be chayev the way you'd be chayev by Shvuas HaEdus. And by Shvuas HaEdus, we know that it has to be kvira v'besdin, in which case, tainis Rebbe Meir, if you hold don mina o mina, then when it comes to Shvuas HaPikadon that's learned in this point from Shvuas HaEdus, it could only be a kvira in besdin if it's mipi acherim. Whereas the chachamim, who hold don mina v'uki ba'atra, they say, what's the difference? Whether it's mipi atzmo, whether it's mipi acherim, and we have to learn it out from Shvuas HaEdus, but we will apply all the dinim of Shvuas HaPikadon to this particular point that we learn from Shvuas HaEdus. And therefore, kivan shekafar bo chayav, and it doesn't matter if you're in besdin or you're outside of besdin. Here too, you are chayev al zedona shebu'a, which is also what we learn out from the chiyav of Shvuas HaEdus, and that was because it doesn't say v'nelam in the dinim of Shvuas HaEdus. Fine. So that was the sugya we had before, and that's even unamazed. You knew that you were doing the wrong thing, and you could even be chayev on the shogeg, but you knew that you owed the money. So that means, in other words, you knew that you're making a shvua that is a lie, but you didn't know that you needed to bring a chiyav of a korban. And in this case, of course, it's not an oil of yored, it's an asham. But eno chayav al shigigata great data. You would not be chayav just for having forgotten, because that, we said, is similar to an onus. And what is the chiyav? It's not a korban oil of yored. It's actually a korban asham that has to be, it's the only place where the Torah gives you a specific value in the Torah, and that is that you have to pay the asham that is worth kesef shkalim, and that we understand from the asham me'ilais, and we learn out one from the other, that it's dafka kesef shkalim. Now, how exactly is a shvuas hapikadon made? So shvuas hapikadon ketzad? I gave you my wallet to hold. I want it back. And the guy says, or he just says, I never took your wallet. And the guy says, Mashbiachani. And he says, Amen. So this was the other example of Shmuel's dictum. And therefore, you would be chayav. How about if he does this five times? If every time he was kofer, it's a separate shvua on each kfira, and you'd be chayev on every single one of them. This is not the same as Shvuas HaEdus, where by Shvuas HaEdus, if you're kofer on the knowledge of the Edus, you're no longer suitable to give the Edus if you do that in Besdin. So over there, you can only be chayev a maximum of once if you're kofer in Besdin. Over here, you'll be chayev on every kvira. Why not? Each time it's asking you, you really ready to swear that you don't? Yes, I swear it. I see each was a separate shvur. Amar Rabbi Shimon, why? There's nothing that prevents him from going this time. The guy says, listen, Joe, come on, be honest. And he swears again. There's with nothing to prevent Joe from saying, yeah, okay, I owe you the wallet, right? So it's not the same as Shvuas HaEdus. Now, let's say five different people come at the same time, and they all say to him, Tein lanu pikadon shiyesh lanu biyadecha. Each one has a separate pikadon. And he says to all of them, get out of here, you guys. Shvua she'en lachen biyadi. Since he only made one shvua, so he's only chayev, in that case, once for one shvua. But suppose he says, get out of here, shvua she'en lecha, and ein lecha, and ein lecha, and so on. So then he's chayev al kol achas v'yachas, because every ein lecha, the shvua is separately chal, each ein lecha. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you'd have to say, Ein lecha, Ein lecha, Ein lecha, Shvu'a. So you'd have to say, Shvu'a ba'acharona, and then we understand that the Shvu'ot is referring back to the preceding. Rebbe Shimon Omer, that's not going to help. The only time that you'd be chayav each one is for actually using the Lashon of Shvu'a five times. Shvu'a she'en lecha, Shvu'a she'en lecha, Shvu'a she'en lecha. Now, just like we had before by the Shvu'as Ha'edus, where the person presses different issues that you have the Edus about, we have over here as well. Tainly the Pikadon, and the loan, the Tzumet Yad, and what you stole from me, and what you found lying in the street, my iPhone. Sheyeshle Biyadecha, and he says, I don't have anything in you. Shvu'a She'en Lecha Biyadi, since he only said one shvua about a general din, he's only chayav once. But suppose he spells out shvua she'en lecha biyadi, pikadon, tzumet yad, gezel, aveda, you're chayav al kol achat v'achat. And as we learned earlier, if he says, give me back the chitim and the saorim and the kusmim, all of which I gave you as a pikadon that you have, and he says, I don't have anything than yours, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, eino chayav el achat. But if he mentions each one of the items, even though they're all the same type of item, namely they're all pikdonot, it's not separately pikadon and the halva and the gizela and so on. There too, if he specifies in the item instead of the type, it's exactly the same chiyav on each one. Shu'a she'en lecha biyadi chitim v'sa'orim v'kusmim chayav al kol achat v'achat. Rabbi Meir says, you know what? Even if he said, Shvua she'en lecha chita usa'ora v'kusemet, so he talks about a single wheat seed, a single barley corn, a single kusemet. You would be chayev, even though if it literally meant one chita, there wouldn't be a chiyev because there was no shava pruta. And as we're going to see, the minimum of kefira has to be something that's nogea mama, which means it has to be nogea shava pruta. And therefore, Tainas Rebbe Meir, you don't need to talk about a certain amount. Mentioning chita zora of the kusemet is referring to a lot as well. So we're just saying, no, you don't have wheat, you don't have barley, you don't have spelt, I think they call it kusemet. Fine. So now we've been talking until now about mama. How about knas? Now note that this is not to be confused with the question that we had before, Lagabi Shvuas Ha'edus. Because by Shvuas Ha'edus, if you would be over there, you could say, what good would it be for me to tell that this guy has a knas chiyuv to you? He can walk into Bezin before I get there, and he can be moda. So if you hold moda b'knas, v'achar kach bo edim, is pater, so then I wouldn't achieve anything for you. Yes, that's a question. We had the machlokas before, that would be called dover hagorim l'mamon. But note the difference here by pikada. In this case, if the guy says to you, listen, you should pay me the money you owe me for raping my daughter. If the guy says, I did rape your daughter, he doesn't owe you any money. Because then he would be voted by knas. So the very tfi'ah that you have on him is saying, listen, admit it. Okay, so if I admit it, I won't be chayev. So that's not the same over there. The tfi'ah itself is canceling its own tfi'ah, you see. So in that case, if you actually were tovea a knas, it would be absurd to say the guy's going to be chayev because you want him to admit to something which then he won't owe you. So therefore, if we have a case where he's going to say that he didn't do something which was mechayev, also a knas, but there were also other things, which if he admits, he would be chayev, right? So now let's say, in that case of anasta et biti or batita et biti, it's true that there is a knas, but there's also borshet and pagam and so on, which are not considered to be a knas. So what is the din if there's two components? This we discussed earlier, remember, about the din of kefel, where there's the component of the keren, we discussed in terms of Shavuos Ha'edus, or in the case of Dalet Vehei, where there's a component. The same thing is true over here. So he says, okay, you raped my daughter, you seduced my daughter. And he says, lo anasti velo patiti. And the guy says, mashbiach ani, and he says, amen. So then he would be chayim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's pater, because he wouldn't be mashalim eknas al piatzmo anyway. So therefore, what would be the point of his denial? It doesn't make any difference, because if he admitted it, he wouldn't have been chayim. Of course, obviously, omrulo, that's true, but that's only true about the knas component. And afa pishen mishalim knas al piatzmo, he still is mishalim boshetu gam al piatzmo. So it certainly had very specific bottom line monetary implications, and therefore there should be chayim. Indeed, what is this far of Rabbi Shimon who holds otherwise? That the Gemara is going to discuss. Same thing would be true. A guy says, you stole my shor. Okay, so if you stole my shor, you're chayiv kefal. The guy says, I did not. Mashbiach ha'aniv amar amen. He would be chayiv. But if he said, I stole your shor, but I never did ficha or mechira on your shor, so then he would be putter from kefal and dalet vehei. And if he says mashbiach ha'aniv, he says amen, he's putter. Because he was murdered that he has to pay for the shor, and all he denied was dalet vehei. Hei mit shorcha et shori. How about if he says, your shor attacked my shor as a muad? So here we're talking about nezek shalem. And the guy says, not true, lo hei mit. And he says, mashbiach ha'aniv. And the guy says, amen. So he's chayim, because that's not knas. On a shor amuad, that's real mama. How about if he says, hemit shorcha et avdi? Ah. Now, if a shor is memit an eved, the din is that he pays shloshim shel eved, no matter what the eved is worth. And whenever you pay something that has no relationship to the actual damages, we know that that's a din of knas. It's eno mishalem kamoshi hisi. So in that case, it's pure knas that he's talking about. And if the guy says, lo emit, he says, mashbiach ani, v'yomar amen, over there is pater. Because in the event that he would have said, yes, it's true, he wouldn't have had to pay a penny. Omar lo chavalta pi, you know, you made a chabura in me, and you caused me injury. V'hu omer lo chavalti, lo asiti b'cha chabura, I'm not chayef for any of the things that you're claiming, which would have included maybe boshes and maybe would have included medical treatments and any of it. I didn't do anything. Mashbiach ha'aniv v'amar amen. So then he's chayim, because that was a kfirah and a chiyuv of mamon. But how about if an eved says to the owner, his own owner, you know, you knocked out my tooth or you blinded me? And the owner says, never happened. And the Eved says, Mashbiach ha'aniv v'amar amen. He's pater. Again, why? Because even if he had been meida, he would have been pater, because in the din of freeing your Eved in exchange for the ayin or the shein is a knas, because it doesn't have anything to do with the value that was lost. Zeh klal, kol ha'mishalim al piatzmo chayav. So overall, the question, if he's only talking about denying a knas, obviously the whole concept of a shvuas apikadon is absurd in that case, because if he had actually admitted it, he wouldn't be chayiv anything. So in denying it, he's not denying a monetary chiyuv. Okay, that includes all of the perek, all of the Mishnayos together in this new parak of Shavuos HaPikadon, to be continued.